And now, Dr. Paul, radio's wonderful story of adult love, brought to you by the makers of Dutch Mill Cheese. Today, modern homemakers plan for variety in their meals with dishes like an all-in-one casserole made with flavorful Dutch Mill American cheese. Dutch Mill cheese helps add variety and hearty good taste to lots of dishes. You see, Dutch Mill's fine flavor is the result of the special care that goes into the making of every pound of this good cheese. Choice deep-flavored cheddars. They're ripened slowly and thoroughly, then skillfully blended into a cheese so mild and rich, so mellow and tender, it's exceptionally delicious and perfect to cook with. Any way you serve it, you'll like it. In rich, mouth-melting sauces and all sorts of other cooked dishes, or just as it comes from its attractive blue and white package. Compare Dutch Mill cheese for quality. It's guaranteed to satisfy you completely or your money back. Next time you go shopping, pick up a package or two at your Safeway store. If your Safeway store is sometimes out of Dutch Mill cheese, please try again, won't you? Now, our story continues. In the early morning, it had finally stopped raining. Elizabeth Bach, Dr. Paul's wife, was wide awake as she lay in her bed. She was thinking of all that had happened during the night. The explosion at her father's plant a few miles outside of the town. An accident that had resulted in Virginia Martin's return. Both Dr. Bach and his wife now knew that it was Virginia Martin who had given emergency treatment to the seriously injured men. Virginia, who by the report she had written, had betrayed her superior medical knowledge. But Elizabeth possessed one piece of information which her husband didn't. She knew where Miss Martin was. Knew from a conversation with Dr. Gordon Foster that Virginia was registered at the Crescent Hotel. She convinced herself that she hadn't told Paul because there hadn't been an opportunity. He'd been so tired when he finally got home from the hospital. And surely, Elizabeth thought, his sleep was more important to him. Then the woman realized her husband wasn't asleep. Dr. Paul sat up in bed, switched on the bedside lamp.
What's the matter?
Nothing, Elizabeth. Go on back to sleep.
What time is it?
It's a little after five.
Oh, Paul, what's the matter, dear? Can't you sleep?
I don't seem to be able to.
What are you doing with the phone book?
Looking up Weinert's number, the bus depot.
The bus depot? Paul, are you sure you're awake?
I don't understand why I haven't heard from Charlie by now.
Well, why should you be hearing from Charlie?
Look, Elizabeth, Miss Martin still has her ticket to Chicago. She can't afford to waste it. Heaven knows she hasn't any money to spare, and evidently she's still determined to get out of town. Now, Charlie told me this evening that a bus leaves at 5:30. That's in just a few minutes now. He said he'd phone me if he saw Miss Martin or if he got a call from her about schedules.
Well, then, darling, why don't you wait until he called you?
Oh, maybe he's forgotten. You know what with all the excitement tonight. Besides, all the buses are off schedule because of the storm.
Paul, really? Why can't you let the matter drop? You simply have to have your sleep.
Just a minute, Elizabeth. Hello, Charlie? This is Dr. Bach. Yes, I know. Look, Charlie, about Miss Martin. Oh, you haven't. Well, did Corey get back? Did he have any idea where she is? Let's see. Well, is the 5:30 bus leaving? All right. Yes, I wish you'd do that. Goodbye, Charlie. Well, the bus is there now, but no sign of Virginia.
Why don't you just forget the whole thing? Certainly Miss Martin wouldn't appreciate you hounding her like this.
Hounding her?
Yes. Why not give her a break? Why not let her go, let her disappear the way she's trying to do?
No, Elizabeth. Not after what she did tonight. I know I'm meddling in something that's none of my affair, but in this case, I think I should. I feel that I can help her and that it's the thing to do.
Well, that's up to you, of course.
A lot of good it does me, though, to say these things. It doesn't look as though I'm going to locate her. Yeah, I was so sure she'd try to take that next bus. Elizabeth, maybe you can help me.
Help you?
Yes. If you were in Miss Martin's place, what would you do?
Well, I really don't know, Paul. I've never had to hide from anyone or anything. Oh, look, darling, why don't you stop playing detective at this hour?
I suppose what I should do is check with the Crescent Hotel and the motor court.
All right, Paul. All right, have it your way.
Well, it's not a question of having it my way, Elizabeth. I'm simply trying to locate the woman. But there's no sense in our making an issue of it.
I'm afraid it's become a point of issue with me.
But why?
Paul, I'm usually very sympathetic with the way you always want to help people. But right now it's after 5 o'clock in the morning, and darling, you've done a difficult operation at the hospital. You haven't had any sleep yet. Neither have I, for that matter. And, Paul, above all, don't you realize that in 2 days we'll be leaving for New York?
Oh. Yes, I'd almost forgotten that.
You're going to be in fine shape to start out with Dr. Peterson if you aren't careful.
Yeah.
And besides, Paul, since we're leaving, I don't think there's any point in concerning yourself further with Miss Martin and her situation.
But, Elizabeth, that woman's done a remarkable thing tonight. I just can't let her vanish into thin air.
All right. But why can't you just let it rest for the moment? Obviously, she isn't taking the 5:30 bus.
No, evidently not.
Can't you phone a little later in the day and find out if she's at the hotel? There's no train leaving at this hour.
No.
Please, Paul. Let's get some rest, huh? You look awfully tired.
Well...
Come on, darling. You can check just as well later.
All right. I guess you're right. I've probably been just a little keyed up.
Yes, I know. You always get like this when you've been under too great a strain for too long. Now, just relax, Paul. I'll turn out the light.
Good night, Elizabeth.
Good night, darling.
Elizabeth Buck gave a little sigh of contentment, and without the slightest qualm for what she'd done, with a conscience that didn't trouble her in the slightest, was soon fast asleep. And at that same moment, at the Crescent Hotel, the all-night room clerk leans drowsily on the desk as one of the maids comes up.
Good morning, Mr. Evans.
Morning, Janice.
You're looking kind of beat down.
I am. Oh, I'm tired.
Well, you'll be going off duty pretty soon.
Yeah, but I can't ever sleep good in the daytime.
I didn't sleep very good myself last night. Boy, wasn't that some storm.
Yeah.
The carpet sure got tracked up, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thank heavens that's not my department.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I better get to work.
Yeah.
Has old Mr. Galloway called in yet? He always wants his room done at the crack of dawn.
Yeah. No. No, he hasn't called yet. Guess he's sleeping late. Say, that reminds me.
What?
The guest in 121 wanted to catch the 5:30 bus.
Well, it's about that now.
Yeah, I know. I rang her nearly an hour ago. She answered. She's going to take that bus. I'll better check. That's funny.
Maybe you got a walkout.
I don't see how she could have. Janice.
Yes, sir?
Check that room, will you? 121.
Okay. What's the name?
Martin. Miss Virginia Martin. Maybe she's just gone back to sleep.
I'll see, Mr. Evans. Miss, are you in, Miss? Miss. Miss. Wake up.
What time is it?
It's about 5:15.
5:15. But I told the clerk to call me.
Well, he did, ma'am.
Oh. Oh, yes, I remember. I guess I must have gone back to sleep. I took a sedative last night.
Well, they'll sure knock you out sometimes. The clerk tried to call you again just a minute ago. Well, you didn't answer, so he sent me up to get you up.
Oh, thank you. I've got to make that 5:30 bus.
Well, you might be able to if you hurry. I'll be glad to help you if you want me. Well,
that's very nice of you.
Are these the clothes you're going to wear?
Yes. Yes, I...
Well, what's the matter, miss? Don't you feel all right?
It's nothing. Just a little dizzy, I guess.
Well, here, let me help you. You better sit down.
No, I've got to get that bus. I can't afford to miss it.
Well, can't you take a later one?
No,
Well, here. You better sit down. Just for a minute anyway now. Here.
Thank you.
Say, you've got a fever.
Oh, maybe a little, but not much.
Well, let me see. Well, you're burning up. You're sick. You better not try to go anyplace, miss. You ought to call a doctor.
Oh, no. No, I've got to get that bus.
Virginia Martin stood up. The room swayed around her. Everything seemed distorted, like a reflection in a pool. She knew she had fever. She felt numb, absolutely drained of strength. Virginia Martin knew she was ill, but she was determined to get on the bus that would take her away from Elkhorn City. But I wonder if you'll discover, Virginia, that determination and willpower is something the body doesn't always recognize. Your physical resources may be at an end.
You know, in the atomic age to come, we'll no doubt have many improvements in food as well as in many other things. But I'll wager one improvement of today will still be in use, and that's the idea of having cheese in packages. There's hardly a food in the kitchen that's as useful in so many ways as a package of good cheese like Dutch Mill American. Homemakers are ready for almost any emergency with delicious Dutch Mill in the house. Ready for anything from a quick snack of sliced cheese as is to a main dish for dinner. Sandwiches, salads, omelets, rarebits, sauces are all easy with Dutch Mill cheese and all delicious. You see, Dutch Mill is so good in every way because it's such good cheese. Made with special care exclusively from deep-flavored cheddars. Choice American cheddars that have been ripened slowly and thoroughly. That's why Dutch Mill is so mild and rich, so tender and mellow. It slices easily, too, and melts quickly. You'll find Dutch Mill cheese in your Safeway store. Just now, it's difficult to keep up with the demand, and your Safeway store may be temporarily out of Dutch Mill cheese. If so, please try again soon. Tomorrow, Elizabeth Bock's father, Jonathan Smith, goes out to his cement plant to the scene of the accident and has a conversation with his foreman, which would be of great interest to the men who are sponsoring him as governor and those who oppose him. Of great interest also to his son-in-law, Dr. Paul Bock. Join us at this same time every Monday through Friday. This is Jack Moyle saying, for a treat in cheese, try Dutch Mill, please. Dr. Paul, written by Virginia Crosby, is directed by George L. Fogle.